special name, Michael Witt, MICHAELWHITT, date of birth 5/23/1976, date of procedure August 29, 2023, doctor performing Pab Mohan Kama MD, referring doctor Varesh Patel, VARESHPATEL, indication dysphagia and colorectal cancer screening, procedure performed esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with biopsies, colonoscopy with polypectomy. Description of procedure informed control of possible congenital bleeding, infection, prevention, attachment, and bursting, resignation, spinal operation. The patient is brought in touch with the patient, and put in a level of service. Well, the brigade of the student cast control of the system, level of intervention, the pathogen, care for the mind of the journal, but second, the body of the stomach, the junction, the effects, the retrograde, the cardiac, and the second stomach, the future, the concluded upper endoscopy exam. The patient turned around, put in a colonoscopy exam, the serum is a problem, will look at the clinical Olympus, will look at the colonoscopy in the abdomen, and watch the vision of the sequence. Which was end up with the physical value conference of course, careful of the mission of made of the secret medical value of the clinical transical spinal condition and similar rectum. Overall, the procedure was technically difficult due to significant looping. The retroflex V was a fill of the rectum bowel preparation. Boston bowel preparation score was 3 for semicolon, 3 for transical, 3 for semicolon. Withdrawal time was 22 minutes. Patient tolerated the pressure well and required well test to get any complication. Finding upper endoscopy exam, esophagus normal. Z-line 43 regular, biopsies from distal and proximal esophagus taken to rule out EOE. Stomach was normal, biopsied to rule out Helicobacter pylori. Duodenum was normal, biopsies taken to rule out celiac disease. Colonoscopy findings. A large cecal polyp was noted, almost 7 to 8 cm in largest diameter. This polyp had a nodular appearance with central puckering. Biopsies were taken for histological examination and to rule out cancer. A 2 cm polyp was noted in the cecum adjacent to the previous polyp. This was semi-pedunculated and was removed by cold slay. Sigmoid polyps were noted multiple of them. The largest were 3 cm pedunculated with erythematous appearance. This was removed by a cold slay and the clip was closed to prevent post-polypectomy bleeding. A 2 cm semi-sectile polyp was noted that was removed by cold slay and the clip was placed to prevent post-polypectomy bleeding. Another 2 cm sessile polyp was noted. This was removed by cold snare. A few other centimeter sized polyps were noted in the sigmoid colon. These were not removed at this time due to prolonged procedure time and patient hemodynamic stability plan. Patient will be referred to Orlando Health Advanced GI team for removal of the large polyp. Will await biopsy results and discuss the results when the patient comes to follow up in the office. Patient will need future colonoscopies to remove the other polyps that were not removed. End of dictation.